Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today is going to be two girls in a car talking about love. Even though Danica's not really in the car with me, but she's physically on the phone in the car with me. So that's as good as you're going to get for Maine to Alabama connection.
I think that's pretty decent, I'd have to say. Thank you, technology.
Right? I mean, I don't know if anyone heard how clearly the last podcast was, and it had three different states just using Facebook Messenger, basically. So what we've been using that we found works better than Skype. It works better than everything else. And I'm literally sitting in a parking lot being able to do this with you.
It's crazy. Thank you, Facebook. And I think we should be sponsored by them.
I mean, don't they sponsor people? Isn't it? Or people sponsor them? Whatever. Anyway, love. And the different kinds of love. So do you want to take it away since it was your great question?
Yeah. I asked Matt a question probably last week. I was just thinking about, like, being in love. He's always like, I love you so much. Like, he is definitely a mush. Like, he has the biggest heart ever. And then he reminds me all the time of how much he loves me. I asked him, what percentage of your love for me is based off of is physical attraction? And it took him a while to guess or to answer that. But then I proposed it to two of my close friends too. They asked their significant other, and like everybody's answers were very different. But it made me just think about, like, when you break down the love that you have for somebody, it was interesting to understand Matt is very analytical too. So he was like, 33.3% of my love for you is physical. And he was like, because you are my lover, you are my best friend, and you are the mother of my child. And I have love for each part of those individuals, or each part of you, I guess. And of course he would say that, right?
So smooth. God.
But I guess, smooth, right? But then when I asked, like, my friends, and they asked their significant others, it was interesting to hear. One of them said, when I first met you, it was probably 60% physical, 40% like non-physical. Now I would switch that over. Mm-hmm. And they've been together for probably 8 years now, and they have a child together. And so it was interesting to see, like, how do those percentages change, and do they change in a good way, in a bad way? Because let's be honest, like, say you fall in love with somebody, and it's, everybody has a physical attraction, and I really do feel that that's, like, the first thing that kind of drives you to somebody is a physical attraction to somebody. And then you kind of dig a little bit and you fall more in love with parts of them. But what about the people who are just physically attracted to one another and they're, like, mean people? Like, the part of why I asked is because I thought to myself, I am not the nicest wife. Like, I could do a better job, and I don't know sometimes why he loves me. Like, I am very blessed to have him in my life, and I don't think that I deserve his love sometimes because I can nag, and I think everybody can, but I'm like, Jesus, what if my physical, like, attractiveness was gone? Like, would he still love me? So that's why I wanted to know, like, okay, so what are we working with percentage wise? Like, if I were to, like, shit the bed tomorrow, or like, what if I got into an accident? Like, this is a real thing that needs to kind of, it would happen, right? Say somebody, I hope this does not happen to anybody that we know, but say somebody, like, gets really bad burns, right? And their physical being changes drastically. is the percentage of love, does that shift? Like, do you shift that over and you hope that you have, you hope that the majority of the love is based off of non-physical attributes, right? Mm-hmm. And it would, regardless of what happens to your physical being, you and your significant lover or whoever have so much love for each other that it doesn't matter if the physical part changes.
I'm a great candidate for this because, as some of you might, if you've listened to the podcast about Mike and I had a physical crush, never spoke to my husband for 2 years, had a secret admirer crush on my husband because he went to a different high school, he was a year older, and I would just secretly watch him from afar and be like, oh, like, complete hearts around the head, big googly eyes, everything for 2 solid years until I said a word to him. And then I said, nice job, Mike, and patted him and ran away. Little did I know how much of a weirdo he was or how much of a geek he was. I just physically thought he was a god. Literally thought he was a god. So, yes, I agree with your friend that said the 60-40 split, where I would almost say it was 90% because I didn't know anything about him when I first met him at 15. Well, when I first saw him at 15. And I would probably say it was probably had to be 90% because all I knew that he was a good athlete. I didn't know anything about his schooling. I didn't know anything about him, period. But I was like, that man right there, and obviously it was a boy at that time, that boy at 16, because I was 15, is super hot and he's super good at sports. So not only is he hot, but he also has this alpha mentality that I uber like. And your alpha mentality doesn't mean that you have to look a certain way, but it definitely goes into attraction wise. And I love me an alpha. I don't care what an alpha looks like. I love an alpha. Like, even like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's like a little meatball, and something about him, because he's an alpha, I'm always like, that Joe Rogan's kind of got something going for him. Because he's an alpha. And I respect an alpha because I'm another tough female to deal with. Because fun thing that Mike and I talked about the other day, Mike's a really good judge of character, like a snap judge of character, or within a day of meeting someone. And he was telling me about some people in my life that are what he perceived them as. And I was like, wow, that's so interesting. And then I said, what is your perception of me? And he said, you get too caught up in the pursuit of a goal. And I was like, get out of my soul. Like, get out of my soul. I believe that's what Matt says to you when you give him the devil eyes. But literally, I was like, damn. So he's really good. He's quiet and he watches everything. So when he's able to watch people with other people, he's able to really read them. And I'm not. I'm just like, I watch them in situations that they, in how they make me feel. So if they make me feel X, Y, and Z, then that's how I perceive them, which is not right, right? It's not the best way to, because it's not, I'm projecting how I feel onto people instead of watching them interact with people. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So, so it's funny to see, I always projected that that Mike was this alpha male beforehand, and he is, but he doesn't like to be alpha. Like, well, let me rephrase that. He very much enjoys the alpha feeling, but he never wants to choose it. He's always handed it to him. For instance, he played that semi-pro football league, and they're like, we want you to play, we want you to be captain, and all this stuff. And he's like, no, I just want to play. I don't want to be captain. And within a few months, he was a captain. And he's like, son of a bitch. So he's always handed the responsibility of being an alpha, which is what I love about him. Flip the script now to being now 35 and 36. So that's, what, 20 years later. And he's still an alpha when we're around people, but we're never around people because we're hermits. because of his schedule. But he's still, this sounds really bad. We're in a very basic routine where we work, we're two ships passing in the night, so you don't get a lot of it. But when I do get a chance to see my husband, it's not his physical stature that's the thing anymore to me. It's his brain and his conversation with me now that I'm always like, ooh, let me take this hoodie off for you. I'll even like go shower, maybe wash my hair.
So your percentage has surely changed.
Oh, 100%. Considering I see like this guy sleeping on the couch and I have to wake him up and his hair is all crazy. It looks like it's like the Ryder Strong hair from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
That's Sean, by the way, the best friend, Sean. And until he like does it, and then I'm like, shit, you look handsome. Put a suit on, put something nice on him, and I'm like, oh, here's my pants. Just take them, please. But 90% of the time, it's not like that. 90% of the time, it's, hey, can you get up? I need to go to work. Or, hey, can you get up? You need to get ready for work. And it's just the everyday thing. And then when we sometimes get the chance to be humans together and we have a conversation, that's when I'm always like, yeah.
That is so, so interesting, because I think that most relationships, most lasting relationships maybe, do shift like that. Mm-hmm. Their percentages shift like that.
And I think that's normal, right? Because think of how the body, so for evolution-wise, let's just think science on this. I mean, we're supposed to be at our peak performance when we're able to procreate. So that's when we're all supposedly looking our best. Whenever we're most fertile, men and female. So ages are slightly different. That's why it's always that different, yada, yada. Anyway, for modern humans, we stick together. And we stick together for a long period of time. And that's where that soul connection or that mental emotional connection is really where it comes into play.
Right.
You know, you're about to see a human come out of your wife's vagina, no longer just your penis going in it.
Right.
So the thing I think that's another interesting part of this equation is, what if your personality changes? So what if you're someone who grows or changes, or you thought your significant other, let's just say you're a 20-something and you're just dating, and now the dating world's really different than probably when we were younger, and you are finding out that the person that you saw on a social media site is not really that person, or there's skeletons in that closet that you would normally find out, I guess, in a normal life too, but
I feel like maybe as humans, if it changes obviously in a negative way, then I feel like we are more apt to leave somebody if their personality, like if the non-physical changes, than if like the physical changes. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I guess it all depends on like what type of change, because everybody grows and evolves and you like grow into your own being, right? And you could even talk about like somebody kind of losing a job, and then the way that they, maybe they met in college and they were so super super happy, and then as they like grow up together, they become unhappy individual, like the individual becomes unhappy and then their personality changes. How much of that, like, if you are shifting your love for somebody and you're shifting more towards non-physical and the non-physical is changing, well, that sucks. Mm-hmm.
I think it has to be a balance between the two. Like, it has to be a balance between the shift of physical to emotional back and forth. So it all probably starts off physical and then goes a little bit more emotional. Because I'm thinking of, because exactly what you just said happened to me with my college boyfriend who I dated for 5 years. So my college boyfriend and I, he, to the day like we broke up, he was so hot. Like, and it's bad to say it now because I'm a married woman and it's not my husband, but back then he was a very good looking man. And we were like in our 20s, so I guess I can call him a man. But he's a very good looking man, very good looking body, very good looking, very alpha as well, played sports, yada, yada, yada. Moved out to Chicago with him. He was still alpha until he decided to quit his job early. So he was always like the knight in shining armor for me. So not only was he gorgeous, but he was always like he was a little older. He was like 2 or 3 years older than me. And he was always he made me feel safe until he quit his job and had no job because he was waiting to be a police officer. But he had nothing. He didn't work for a few months. And my attraction to him plummeted down because he was no longer that person that was what I built him up in my head as the knight in shining armor, the provider, even though he was still just as gorgeous.
Yeah.
But he changed who he was in those short months completely. Yes, I was slightly an asshole for not supporting him more, but he also did choose to quit a job earlier than he needed to. So I was also like, what's going on here? And that's 100% on me and him too. So I'm not saying it's right or wrong. And then I've also had other relationships where the person and I were very physically attracted. And then that person gained weight and I was still attracted to them, but they also changed their personality at the same time.
Okay.
And I lost it. I lost because both those things. So that sounds like I'm a cute, complete, shallow asshole because of these two things, but it's really their person changed from what I was signing on for. I also was in my 20s, so I was slightly probably an asshole because I was really caught up in my own shit. And now that I'm in my 30s, and my husband and I joke about this all the time, we couldn't have been together and successful if we both stayed together at 17 and 18 when we did date. Because if we dated and dated all through college and went through those changes, we would have still been our attracted selves to each other. But our personalities definitely changed. Like, we were enough, we knew each other enough, like, from afar in those years, some of those years, like, about 5 years, we didn't really speak. We were far enough away that we didn't know each other, but then we were able to come back to each other because we had, familiarity with each other. And we were able to connect again, but we were two slightly different people after that.
Yeah. I definitely had, so my, first real boyfriend in high school, I wasn't necessarily physically attracted to him, but he was my best friend, my closest friend ever.
How long was that relationship?
But I never dated him until, if we want to think about, this is kind of shallow, but it does happen because I feel like a physical part is needed in a relationship. He fell in love with me, and I was like, no, I don't want to. And then we didn't talk for a summer. He lost a bunch of weight, and he came back, and I was like, holy fuck. His personality didn't change, but his physical part changed. And then it was on Donkey Kong. I was like, hi, do you still want to do that boyfriend-girlfriend thing? Because I'd really like to do that. And, I feel like you're right. There does need to be a balance. It couldn't just be the personality. Even though I loved his personality, I needed there to be a physical part, too.
Yeah.
And we ended up dating for, I would say he was my first love, absolute first love. And we dated junior year of high school through, on and off through sophomore year of college. Mm-hmm. So, and then stayed kind of friends, we'll still like a photo every now and then. Yeah. But his personality did change, though, slightly when he realized that his physical being had changed and he was getting more attention.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got to college, it changed where he was like, I want to have fun. And that's literally what he said to me. Like, I just want to, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, you're my best friend. What do you mean? I know him, like, I know the real him. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't think that's shallow though. I think there has to be a physical part. Yeah. There are some times though that I look at couples and I'm like, that's interesting. Like, I'll just say, that's interesting. Like, I want to know what it is that attracts people to one another. Mm-hmm. And is there something physical? Is it first the physical attraction, or is it not? And everybody has like their own type, right? Mm-hmm.
Funny story. I was getting dressed for the demo, so literally did my hair and makeup on Sunday morning, and Mike woke up and walked into the bathroom, and he's like, are we even the same species? Look at us. And I'm getting all nice and done up, and I'm like half his size, not really in height, we'll say half.
Right.
And I'm about a foot shorter, and he just look at me, and I'm like all done up and looking cute, and he's just getting out of bed with his hair crazy, and he's like, how are we the same species? I don't understand it.
Right.
Another note on the changing thing, I was actually a person who's changed, I would say, probably the most, to be honest. I think that when I lived in Chicago, this is really what happened that was big, was I had a significant other at the time, we weren't dating, and I think I've already said this, I know I've told you this, but he was a very good-looking guy, looked a lot like Bradley Cooper. And, I mean, he still looks like Bradley Cooper, but whatever. He said to me, a lot of my friends call me Chris. He said, Chris, you're this, you're that, you're a guy's girl, you're this. But my ex is a model, I can't date you. And this was just regular Christy, as you would see every day now. Hair up, probably. Actually, I probably had my hair down a little bit more. Same thing, I'm very girl next door. So that has definitely given me a complex in the past. And I still work through it. Like, I own my girl next door look now, and I actually kind of play it up a lot. I play to it on purpose now, because why not? But when he said that to me, I instantly, something in my head just flipped. Like, my I show you, like, my rockiness came up, and it was all, I'll show you. I got in great shape. I dyed my hair, like, bleach blonde. Where I called it my buddy blonde phase. I ended up getting a boob job. I had a job that I was making close to six figures. Everything in my life I was doing, like, sticking it to him.
Yeah.
And I changed everything about me, pretty much changed because of that. Because I was told I wasn't something physical. And I was like, well. And I would be lying if I said, after a couple years of me getting to the point where I felt like the best Christy ever, physically, not mentally, I still had a lot of work to do, I was loving sticking it to him. Loving it!
Yeah, I bet. That's interesting. See, I'm at a place now where, so we can go into the next question of, like, so flip it. Mm-hmm. And ask yourself it, what percentage of your self-love comes from your physical being, mm-hmm. and your non-physical attributes that you have. And I know that Matt initially fell in love with me because of my physical being. But Matt also met me like 20 pounds heavier. I had a badunk, like, the only reason why he pursued me was because he just watched my ass walk behind me as I was showing him to the gym. He was like, I'm sorry, you left your ass here. I just picked it up for you. He fell in love with my physical being. Mm-hmm. My physical being has changed so much since he first met me. Sometimes in a good way. And that is something that I definitely had self-love because of my physical being, because of the influence of others, mm-hmm. obviously,
right.
Which I think that happens, right? The influence of, like, my husband reminding me that I have a nice ass. And so right now, the physical attributes that I once found attractive, I don't possess right now. Also, there, I definitely was a kinder person before mommyhood, I think. So, the non-physical attributes that I once had for myself, I don't possess them as much as I did before. Like, they're probably still inside, but I'm not able to tap into them as much as I want to. Like, my intellect is something that I always was proud of, and I loved myself for my intellect or for my compassion. And when it comes to, like, self-love, I'm a little confused. Like, I'm a little like, well, shit. Does the percentage need to equal 100? Because
there could be, like, a question mark percent, like, other. It could be the other piece of your pie.
Right? Yeah. And so I think to myself, too, like, if Matt fell in love with me, like, the, what, 12, 13 years ago me, I'm definitely physically and non-physically very different. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, is his percentage down? Like, does it not equate to 100 anymore? Even though it does. Like, I know it does. Like, I had your child.
Right. I'm sure that other percent is, like, momhood.
Yes.
Like he said, the 33%.
Right. Yeah, it's so interesting to, like, dive really deep. So my friend asked me, and I said, well, Jesus, like, I think that sometimes the percentage of my self-love for my physical being has been so distorted or strongly influenced, not by, like, myself. It's been strongly influenced by so many people around me that I've lost sight of, like, is this the physical being that I really love? Like, is this, like, what do I like? What do I like to look like? What do I want to portray? Bless you.
Thank you.
Like, what is something that I love about myself? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. My question is, are the people around you positive or negatively affecting your self-thought?
Matt, I think I misinterpret. Which, let's be honest, I feel like every girl does that. Like,
right.
What did you...
Yeah.
Fuck. Right, like, I feel like when guys give a compliment and girls can twist it,
mm-hmm.
often, like... Yes. So, if Matt tells me, like, your butt used to be much bigger, babe, and I think that you just need to put on a little bit of weight, and it was definitely fuller, and then, like, in the same day, he'll say, gotcha. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think my car battery just died.
Oh, Jesus. No!
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely died.
Was it on?
Yeah, it was on, but clearly it was not. Yeah, it's dead. My car is dead.
Oh my god.
No big deal. No big deal. It wasn't like, you know how you're supposed to have your car on to charge it?
Oh yeah.
So I'll just have to have someone come jump it. I'll have someone at the gym. I probably have something in the back there, but anyway, sorry.
So Matt definitely influences me in a positive way, but then sometimes he is contradictive, like, mm-hmm. which isn't his fault. I think he just is physically attracted to me. So he'll say, you know, when I met you, your butt was real, like, it was its own entity. And I mean, you really need to gain some weight. But then he'll say, Jesus Christ, you're so sexy. And I'm like, what? Like, but you just told me that I need to, and so he is a positive influence on me. And I don't think anybody else has really told me about my physical being.
Yeah.
Like, I think you have, but you're honest with me. Like, you can give it to me like an honest person. So I take it, like, I take emotion out of it and just think of it as analytical. Like,
like, science-based, you probably need to gain a little weight. But just because you need to gain a little weight doesn't mean I don't think you're gorgeous. Period.
you preface things too like that.
Yeah.
So you'll say, you look fantastic. And
I try to leave the word butt out because they say, like, no one listens to anything after the word butt. I'm like, don't say but. Just
what would you say your percentage of love?
So, I have a completely, sometimes I don't realize it, but I definitely do have a jaded self-image, meaning I let myself think too much that I am too much the girl next door. Like, I'm not pretty, I'm not cute. Like, I think I just sit in the what you see now is in, like, hair is all wrapped up in a hoodie, in pants. Like, I don't see myself very pretty very often until I put some, like, nice clothes on and then I'm like, I feel good. Like, I will sit next to anyone. I will, like, I'm not ashamed or embarrassed about the way I look, about anything, because I know I have a great physique for my size that I've worked really hard for, that I'm, you know, my body image is healthy, meaning, like, I'm not overweight, I'm not underweight, I'm not, like, I'll have a drink or cake, I'm not gonna not have a drink or cake, you know, I'm in between the whole thing, so for myself, I know, and Mike will still squeeze my butt and try to put his finger in my butt in the middle of me standing there, because he's a boy, and that's what he does.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm wearing pants, but he'll still like to finger, like, put his finger in my butt cheek, or, like, between my butt cheeks, because that's who he is. And if he likes it like this, if all I have to do is shower to get things going, and I only shower because of my own thing, I'm sure he would be fine if I worked out, and then we all just got hot and steamy a little bit more, so.
Right.
Yeah, and I have had people still recently tell me that I'm not pretty enough to win shows. That was this year someone said that to me in 2018. And I just said, okay. So.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's funny. I wonder if nothing changed. Like, we talked about social media and how much it influences. But if nothing changed from when I was in high school, like, social media wise. So what did we have, like, IMing?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have any filters or anything like that. So if nothing changed, would our self-love have changed still?
I have to wrap it up. My phone's dying. My car is dead. And I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
I know.
Okay. We're going to be continued.
To be continued. I'm going to literally stop it now.